You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 16th day of April, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I'm sure you've all seen the tragic photos and videos coming out of Paris and the building of the Notre Dame Cathedral. Very tragic situation. But that brings up the prepper tip of the day. It's something we've been doing for 20 years. We have six structures at my place. And by every outside entrance, we keep a CO2 fire extinguisher. That way, everybody knows all the time where all the fire extinguishers are. We have one fire extinguisher by every outside entrance. It's a lot of fire extinguishers, but it does give some peace of mind. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ted Brower. Dr. Ted Brower is a friend. He's been to my home twice. I'll be visiting him in October on the way to the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise. And he has a website. It's healthmasters.com. There's a link to my website. If you want the highest quality vitamins, minerals, food supplements, go to my website, use the code JOHN5 to get yourself a discount. And we got about 24 minutes here, Ted, to talk about whatever needs to be talked about. Good morning, sir.
Well, we can talk about Notre Dame a little bit. I mean, I've been there multiple times. I've been to Paris probably half a dozen times. And, you know, I've toured Notre Dame multiple times. Very, very old cathedral, 800-900 years old, took several hundred years to build. People were asking how a stone structure basically can burn like this. Well, it's not stone. On the inside, the framework is basically huge wooden beams. They took literally hundreds of oak trees to get the frame in and to build it and basically mortar and splice it together. And, you know, and so what ends up happening is, you know, it gets old, it gets brittle, and it gets dry, and it gets very kindle-like. And then it has about a 100-ton roof on it. It's made out of lead. So, I mean, there's a lot of weight being supported by the beams and also by the buttresses. And they were doing a massive renovation. They just pulled a bunch of statues off the top of it last week. Old statues, and they were using a 100-meter crane, basically 300 feet tall, in order to get these things off. This is a huge structure. It was built primarily through, you know, donations of the Catholic Church, including some of the earlier indulgences that were given to the Catholic Church, which really didn't get in the full swing until a few hundred years later. But this is what they were doing back then to build these giant structures, as far as telling people that they'd get a get out of hell free card if they gave all their money to the church when they died. You get their parents and their loved ones out of purgatory or out of hell. You guys think I'm making it up? I'm not. Look it up. And that's one of the reasons that Martin Luther rebelled against the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is corrupt to the core. It all started way, way, way back when. I'll give you multiple incidences of what happened with all the things that happened with the Catholic Church, and then trying to convert the people back to Catholicism in Spain, et cetera, and all of the inquisitions they did. In addition to that, you know, we have the former pope that, who's still alive now, who's not supposed to be running his mouth. He basically now is saying that the abuse of the Catholic Church with the raping of all these altar boys is due to the 60s. Well, I hate to tell him this. This is going on way before the 60s. Pope Benedict.
Right.
And the problem with this is that, you know, it's just now coming out because of the media and because of the internet, how many, literally tens of thousands of boys have been raped by priests in the Catholic Church and then become priests themselves, who then rape additional altar boys, basically introduce them to a homosexual pedophile lifestyle. So the Catholic Church has got some issues. Now, let's talk about the Muslims. The Muslims don't believe in graven images. The Muslims went into the Middle East, you know, and basically when they go in these areas, they start burning old archaeological sites. They start blowing them up. They don't like graven images. They don't like statues. They don't like anything like photographs. They don't like any of this stuff. As far as paintings, they like, if you go into I was in Alhambra in Spain. That's where in 1492, Queen Isabel gave Columbus the money to come to the New World. It was the last Muslim stronghold in Europe when they were driven out of Europe, you know, 500-600 years ago. And what's interesting about it is you'll see all these geometric patterns everywhere, but they're not perfect because they don't believe you can make a perfect thing because it's blasphemy to God. That's how they believe. And so they don't like any of this stuff. On top of that, we've got another factor that may go into this thing, or the Yellow Vest protests that have been going on in Paris now for the past 5 months. They're not stopping. They're continuing to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And now these people that are basically the Yellow Vest protesters have been basically overshadowed now because of the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral. Who knows? They may all galvanize themselves together on another project. I don't know. But the rebuilding of Notre Dame, now the French Macron, who wants to rule Paris and rule France as a Greek god, is what he says, sitting on the throne. He basically says that the international community has to get together and give Paris the money and France the money to rebuild Notre Dame. Well, you know, the French people are interesting, especially there in Paris. I've been there, like I said, Paris many times. In fact, I'll be going to Paris again next month. I'll get pictures of this cathedral disaster, and I'll post it on my website, send it to you too, John. And the problem with the people in Paris are that they're extremely arrogant. And you say, well, that you're being stereotypical. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what they are. I've been there many times. I've had so many problems with Parisians that it blows your mind. And now the people in France aren't like that. You go into the countryside, they're really, really, really nice. But you get into Paris, the Parisians are just their own little breed of nightmare. And, you know, and these people now are the ones who are protesting against the government, which I give them credit for that. And also, remember, there's been a massive Muslim invasion into Paris. Now, you say, do you think the Muslims burned the cathedral? Well, they tried to burn it a few years ago, but they weren't successful in doing that. Could they have done it this time? Yeah, they could have, or it could have been a mistake in the renovation of the project, you know, as far as in the building itself. They could have had some gasoline or some fumes or some other things or some generators. Who knows? Who knows what happened? Maybe we'll never know. But the reality is the Muslims don't like graven images. They don't like these edifices to the Catholic Church, because remember, it was the Catholic Church that drove the Muslims out of Europe. It was the Catholic Church that set up the Crusades against Jerusalem, you know, as far as driving the Moors out. So we have all of these things going on. Remember, the Catholic Church has not gotten along with the Jews or with the Muslims for thousands of years. And that's one of the reasons that the Hollywood group has such an atavistic hatred towards Christians and Catholics, because for thousands of years they were persecuted because of the death of Christ, because of John. It basically says that they said in the book of John, in the Bible, that they wanted Jesus crucified. Now, what's interesting about all of this, John, is we have to think through ourselves. We have to say, you know, well, what happened with Notre Dame? Why would they do this? Well, I can pretty much guarantee you there have been churches that have been getting vandalized all over France. And why is that? Well, because they brought in millions of refugees that are Muslim. They shouldn't be getting vandalized. Well, Catholic churches are being desecrated all across France. This is out of Newsweek magazine, you know, like you know, last month. And officials don't know why. People do know why. They're lying. Since France has been seen, has a spate of attacks against Catholic churches since the start of this year. Vandalism that has included arson and desecration. Vandals have smashed statues, because remember, they hate statues. They knocked down tabernacles, scattered or destroyed the Eucharist, and torn down crosses, sparking fears of an anti-Catholic sentiment in the country. Was the Muslims are anti-Catholic. Last Sunday, the historic Church of St. Sulpice in Paris was set on fire just after midday mass on Sunday. The Parisian reported, although no one was injured, police are still investigating the attack, which firefighters have confidently attributed to arson. How about that? And so what's happening here, you know, these churches are being burned and being desecrated. And if I had to say it, there's one of two things that happened. Either the Muslims are doing it because they're being allowed to do it, or the Muslims are doing it because they just want to do it, because it's all being used for obfuscation. Because remember, the people who run the world, the Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian wizards who run the world through black magic, and you think that, well, that's not true. Well, I can prove to you all that I just said. These guys, they don't love Christianity. They don't love Catholics. They don't love anything but Lucifer. And they just soon destroy everything, because their whole goal is to turn the entire planet upside down, to bring in the New Age, to bring in the world religion, to bring in the world government, to bring in the world currency. This is what this whole point is, and they've got to destroy the monuments to do that. I mean, you've got to destroy the person's name. You've got to destroy the monuments. You have to destroy the very things that make the thought and the memory of these individuals or places or things important to people. Let me give you an example. The Confederate monuments in the United States and the southern states, they're all being dismantled, taken down. Our local town here took one down just the other day in the park. It was just 10 miles from here, because they decided that it was a racist symbol to have a monument supporting the Confederacy. Well, they have to take these Confederacy monuments down to eliminate the thought of the Confederacy out of the people's minds, because these are symbols. Symbols are registered in the right brain.
Pause you here, Ted. My plan, and I'm distracted right now with my current situation, taking care of my wife, but my plan is to not only replace the ones being taken down, but double or triple the amount of Confederate memorials. My initial thought is to work with a artistic concrete company that makes artistic concrete objects to recreate Stone Mountain on 3 4-by-4-foot panels, 4-by-4-foot being the standard size of a pallet. This was to make one monument 4 feet by 12 feet. That would be a very nice display on private property, and to do that hundreds of places all over the United States. So the pushback is going to, in my opinion, and I'm not the only person with these thoughts, by the way, the pushback will be to have more Confederate monuments, double or triple, than we ever had prior to the hysteria that's currently going on. Your response, sir?
It's not going to happen. I hope it happens.
If it's priced reasonably, it will.
Well, no. Here's why it's not going to happen, John. We can't even refer to a person now as a she or an it or whatever. We have to use the proper pronoun. If a 6'4" guy with hairy legs and a hairy chest who's wearing a wig with a beard walks into a school and basically in college, and if the professor doesn't refer to him, it, or whatever it is as she, he basically gets disciplined and gets shoved out of church and gets fired. I mean, this is what's going on. I mean, this is what political correctness has done to the United States of America, and they've done it legally through our court systems. And you know, Governor Jerry Brown, I mean, he's making it harsh penalties and fines that can actually end up in jail time if you refer to the person with the improper pronoun. And you think, what the heck? You can't do that. It's freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want to say. You can't be forced. You can't be forced to say what they want you to say, which is what they're doing. This is the thought police. And
I got some follow-up. There was a college professor in California 1 or 2 years ago. He was correcting papers turned in by his students for grammar, spelling, and punctuation, and got called out as a racist for doing so.
Well, no, that's exactly right. This morning, I contacted a top administrator of one of the local colleges here in town, and I sent her a brand-new video that just came out from Prager University on pronouns or prison. That's what it's called, Preferred Pronouns or Prison. It's 6 minutes long. Everybody needs to watch it. It's already got millions of views. And here's what she said. This is a quote from one of the top administrators at a local college with like 30,000 students. And she's one of the top people. Our education system needs an overhaul in many ways. Polk State College is required to accept mentally challenged persons, which basically people that are retarded, 50 IQ, 60 IQ, 70 IQs that can't get through in society. I'm adding that. She didn't say that. Let me repeat this exactly what she says, as I'm quoting her. Our educational system needs an overhaul in many ways. Polk State College is required to accept mentally challenged persons and then provide the means to help them to be successful in getting a college degree. This affects the quality of every student's education. Now, this is why we're not going to get our Confederate statues back. Now, here's why. It's political correctness run amok. A person comes in from Somalia, okay, brought into this country with an average IQ of 59, and they enroll in college because they're a Somalian. They get in-state tuition because they're a Somalian. They can't pass the entrance exams, but they're allowed in anyhow because they're a Somalian. And now all of a sudden they come into a classroom, let's say in basic English or grammar or whatever, doesn't make a difference, and they can't keep up in the course. The professor is therefore then told he has to keep them up to get them through, to get them passed, to allow them to get a college degree. But what it does, it decreases the quality of the education for everybody in the classroom, because it's like a convoy, you know, in times of war, you know, a ship convoy. The convoy has to go at the speed of the slowest ship. So if you have 100 people in the convoy, and it can only run 8 knots, the whole convoy has to run 8 knots. Now, in the war, they found out that doesn't work. They figured they can't do that in some cases. They have to leave the slower ships behind, or else they sacrifice the whole convoy, because you'll get a cluster of German U-boats that are sitting out there in the water waiting for this 12-knot convoy to come by. They start firing torpedoes to the middle of them, and they hit something because there's so many ships. So they learned they had to leave some of the slower ships behind. This is the problem that we have in our educational system. I remember back in the 70s, back in the 60s, John, and you remember this too, because we were, you know, you and I are, I think I'm 63, I think you're what, you're 70 or whatever.
Right.
But I remember when I was in school in seventh grade, they had group A, B, C, and D. Now, A were the gifted kids, and I was in group A. And, you know, we're the kids that tested out highest, and we were the ones that were accelerated in the classroom. Well, what happened is when I was in junior high school, you know, we were going right in the middle of the 60s with the race riots, et cetera, everything else. And they weren't allowing black children to be in the schools. Now, you guys think that I'm making this up for the younger folks listening, but it really was this crazy. We had segregated schools here in the South. We had blacks in one school, whites in the other school. And what they did, they made the A, B, C, D a race issue. And well, then in 2000, and then, so they did, as they did what's called forced integration. They forced all of the people to come into the school from all the different school districts. They bused them in to create an integrated school system with blacks and whites together. Now, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I think that's fine. I have no issue with that. But here's what I have the issue with. They got rid of group A, B, C, and D. I mean, I was there when they did it. And all of a sudden, you go from group A, B, C, and D, when I was in seventh grade, to everybody goes in the same groups. It doesn't make any difference, because it was considered racist to have a gifted program, an A, B, C, or D program, because most of the kids that had not had received proper education or had didn't want to succeed in school were basically, you know, whatever, for various reasons. A lot of them were black. A lot of them were poor white people. They ended up being in group D. Well, they said that was all racist and we couldn't do it. So they changed it. So in the eighth grade, they put everybody together. Suddenly, we were the ship of the slowest convoy. So if we're going through algebra, or we're going through math, or we're going through advanced geometry, we have to stop and let everybody in the classroom catch up. Now, I saw the same thing happen when I was a teacher at Tallahassee Community College. I was a college professor for 2 years. You know, I don't think you even know that, John. I was a college professor for 2 years in Tallahassee, and I had groups of kids. They would get into this junior college. All they had to do was have a high school transcript. They didn't have to pass any high school degree. They didn't have to pass any college entrance exams. And I would give short answer essays for the kids to answer. I'm talking like, you know, two or three sentences. And they would basically, they couldn't answer them because they couldn't write. They couldn't put together two coherent words, much less write a sentence. Now, these are college kids that have been pushed through the high school educational system, you know, without any idea of what they were even involved in or doing in. These are the ones who are going to get a college degree and then at that point go out and become teachers and administrators. I know college people, college degree teachers who can't read or write properly. In fact, they're basically illiterate, and they're school teachers. You think, well, how can that be? Well, it's because of affirmative action run amok is what it is, and it's because they've given special preferences. You think, well, that can't be that bad. Well, it's that bad because they go into the next generation, and they decrease the ability of the next generation to learn because they don't know what they're doing. Same thing's true in the medical field. You know, because of affirmative action, a lot of people who had good grades in college never could get accepted into a medical program because of affirmative action, because they had to accept X amount of blacks, X amount of Hispanics, X amount of Indians, X amount of all these other different corporate other groups. This is I'm not being racist. I'm just telling you what it is. And what ends up happening is you decrease the quality of the medical doctor because you don't have the people who have the highest grades don't go to medical school because they're not allowed in because of they're white. It's reverse discrimination.
African American doctors rarely practice in an African American community because within that community they know and they don't want an affirmative action doctor. They want a doctor who is the best and the brightest. So African American doctors typically practice in a white neighborhood because they don't have that prejudice that exists in a black neighborhood from their own people. How about that? We got a break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful. 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of April, visiting with my friend Dr. Ted Brewer. His website's linked to my on my website under products. You can get the highest quality vitamins, minerals, food supplements, and a discount if you use the code JOHN5. Ted, I had a law firm I worked for. We hired a legal secretary, graduate of a four-year brick-and-mortar university. And after a couple of weeks, we started not being able to find files. It turned out she did not know the alphabet and could not properly place files in the proper file folder because she did not know the alphabet. A woman with a graduate of a four-year brick-and-mortar university. That's where we are, aren't we, sir?
Been there for a long time. Now, I want to say one thing. I want to go back to a notch. We were talking earlier. Some of the finest medical doctors that I know are black. Okay, and I'm not saying that they're not good doctors. What I'm saying is, you know, I'm going to say it one other way too, John. Because of what happened with slavery, when we had the Jew slave trainers basically bringing in the blacks for hundreds of years, I mean, it was primarily Jewish groups that did this. You go ahead and look it up. With a 90% mortality rate of these slaves coming over, I mean, it was horrible when you read the stories and you look at the actual literature on it. In fact, the person who wrote Amazing Grace was a Jewish slave trader, and he wrote that song after he became saved and accepted Jesus Christ. Because he's what a wretch am I, he said, because what he had done to all of these human beings. Now, so let me make this point. If a black person, let's say I have a 4.0 GPA, and a black person has a 4.0 GPA, let's say we make the same on an LSAT test, you know, law school admission test or a medical school admission test or whatever, I believe he should go first because of what happened to the blacks in this country, because of the extreme whatever we did to them. Now, I wasn't in this country. My parents were in Europe, so I wasn't involved. My family wasn't involved in the slave trade. That's how badly they were handled for hundreds of years. I believe that. Now, however, if I have a 4.0 and they have a 3.8, I believe I should be accepted, period, because whoever the best candidate is should be the one who gets accepted. And I had a neurologist doctor that I knew that was a black guy who's my doctor, did an excellent job. I know another black lady who's an allergist in Atlanta. She's absolutely brilliant. She does an excellent job. So here's the thing. Don't allow what I said to make people think that I don't think black people make good doctors. It's not true. What I'm saying is I don't like the fact that it's stacked against the people that have the higher grades and higher scores. That's what I don't like. To me, it's reverse discrimination, and I don't care for it at all because, guys, it's not right. It's not right that my son – let me give you an example. My son – I was talking to a major university here recently, and my son was applying to law school. My son's white, obviously. He had a 4.0 GPA for 4 years of college. He graduated valedictorian of his high school class, which was a collegiate high school class. He graduated college at the age of 18 with a four-year degree. I'm going to say that. He was 18 when he graduated. He started high school in high school. He went to Florida State College of Business, got a master's degree when he was 19. He was in that program. And he's applying to law schools. And then what I was told by one of the admission people was, well, we would accept him, but he's white. I was told that. And then one of the other guys said, well, we have hundreds of students like your son who are equally as qualified. And I said, wait a minute, stop. You have hundreds of students who are high school valedictorians, hundreds of students who graduated high school when they were 18 years of age, and hundreds of students who have a master's degree from a major university when they're 19 years old. I said, I don't believe you. I said, you're lying. It's just not true. Right. I said, it doesn't exist. I said, the only reason he wasn't accepted is because he's white. And, you know, and the sad part about all of this stuff, you think, it doesn't really happen like that. Yes, it really does, guys. And then, like you said, John, you have people that basically are pushed through the school systems, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't make a difference, and they're basically given grades. When I was a college professor, I remember I wasn't told the unseen law, the untold law, that you can't take a college student and give them an F if they make an F. If they have a 20 right, average, right. You can't give them an F. You have to give them a D. You have to pass them. You can't fail them.
And we got cadets graduating West Point who can't open a jar of pickles.
That's right. That's exactly right. So what happened is I believe you. I ended up basically going through, if the students got a 20 or didn't show up for class, I didn't give them a D. I failed them. And finally, they transferred me to another school, to another adjunct school. You know, basically it was a, I don't really want to get into it, but it was another, so I taught there for another year. But the reality is I was told by my other professors there, you can't fail anybody. Everybody's got to get a D. John, thank you so much for having me on, guys. I appreciate
you. Thank you, Ted. I'll be back next week. Appreciate it. We got a 5-hour break. Right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of April. I will be in Cincinnati speaking. That will be Saturday, the 11th of May. Saturday, the 11th of May. And let's see, I think we got a link here. If you scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, public appearance schedule. It's down there pretty far, public appearance schedule. You click on that, which I just did, and there it is. The name of the program is The Heavens Are Shaking. This is put together by Pastor Paul Begley, and there's a link there to his website. This will be at a Cincinnati suburb called Blue Ash, Ohio, and this event takes place on Saturday, May the 11th. It looks like the time's messed up there. We don't start in the middle of the night. It says 12:11 a.m. We do not start this event in the middle of the night. But that's It'll be a lot of fun. If you live a reasonable drive from Cincinnati, you should certainly sign up, and I'll be there all day long, and be glad to meet you and greet you and just have a very great time there in the Metro Cincinnati on Saturday, May the 11th. So check it out. Let's see. Also, at my website, you'll find open source intelligence. A friend of mine, we met while I was working on a homicide. It was a cold case murder. He had worked on it years before. He's also a former counterintelligence agent. He puts this together every day. We work diligently to get it updated as quickly as possible. And I think it'll give you a reason to go to my website every day just to catch up and see what's going on in the world. A very extensive listing of what might be called open source articles from all over the planet. And of course, this coming fall, we're going to be going on a cruise. It'll be a lot of fun. Everybody that goes will get a copy of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, by Dr. Joseph Murphy. We'll talk about it some, not all the time, but we're going to have dinner together every evening and possibly some other meals, get together during the day, in the morning, possibly in the afternoon, and talk about all kinds of things. Leon Green will be there with us, and it'll be the trip of a lifetime. We'll be visiting several ports of call. This is Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and let's look at those ports of call. You know, I've never been on a cruise myself. I'm looking forward to it. We have a limited number of cabins available. I've been talking to my friend Jeff. In fact, I'll be talking to Jeff again today or tomorrow to see if he's ready to make a commitment. Jeff is a physicist and a very knowledgeable guy of all kinds of things. And I think that his being there, hopefully he'll be able to make that commitment. He was talking last week about getting his passport together, it'll be a lot of fun. You do need to have a passport for this trip, so you need to make your commitment by the 4th of July. If you don't make a commitment by then, well, it's too late, and you won't be able to do that. We'll be going to Roatan, Honduras, Costa Maya, Mexico, Cozumel, Mexico, and Coco Cay Private Island. This is an island owned by the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. So check it out. If you've never been on a cruise, this is your opportunity to do so. And it will be fun. It will be the trip of a lifetime. So let's go back to my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Let's see if I've been talking to Tim about getting my links page fixed. And let's see, hundreds of free downloads. It wasn't working. Now, my computer, it doesn't work. On yours, it may be. Hundreds of free downloads. That needs to be adjusted. There's a project that's been going on now. We're into the third year of this. New coastlines. Now, there's a term called hiding in plain sight. Now, we found these images going back to the early 1950s with a magazine article. I think it was either Life or Look. I don't have that in front of me right this moment. Look magazine, July 1952, 65 years ago, be 66 years. It was an article on UFOs, and the research I'm doing right now in the Antarctic plays into that article. This was not, although we're supposed to believe it's alien technology, it's these aircraft were built on our planet by Germans. And following World War II, they started being seen all over the planet. And that's what this article is about here, The Hunt for the Flying Saucer. Project Blue Book was the publicly known project to basically discredit anybody who saw or took photographs of these aircraft. There was another project which was not public, where they documented what was really going on. That's kind of a side issue. The main issue here I'm talking about, of course, is movies and television shows that have maps showing different coastlines, new coastlines. The first one that was found, and listeners have been finding these, I can't take credit for finding any of these things myself, but there's thousands of you listening to me, and you're the ones finding these images. We had a listener, this goes back, the initial image was found, oh, this goes back probably 8 or 10 years ago. The first of the Godfather movie trilogy was titled The Godfather. And the Godfather is at the Vatican for a high-level meeting with a Vatican official. And this is a room that's probably nearly 2,000 years old. A lot of the Vatican was Roman structures taken over by the Catholic Church, by the way, pre-existing Roman structures and courthouse and so forth. But there's a mural on the wall, a couple of murals of maps of the world showing different coastlines. So that was the first one. We had that up. It was down. It was up. It was down. Got it back up, obviously. 2 years ago, January, this is the third year, 2 years ago, January, one of our listeners found another image. And this is what opened the floodgates. There was a TV show back in the late 1950s titled Highway Patrol. It was about a California homicide detective who worked for the California Highway Patrol, Broderick Crawford. Incredibly popular TV show. I'm going to click on that image. It's image number two here. So here we got Broderick Crawford. He's got his hat in his hand, wearing a coat and tie. He's in the office of a petroleum engineer, petroleum executive, to be more accurate, talking to the petroleum executive about a homicide. The TV show was done in black and white, by the way. On the wall behind Broderick Crawford is a map of the lower 48. And it's the Navy map, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Navy map. You can see the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, most of Alabama, most of Mississippi, all of Louisiana, the eastern part of Texas, and then much of Arkansas, part of Tennessee, and on up where the inland sea will be. And then we've got an inland sea in California, parts of Baja California underwater, parts of Oregon and Washington State underwater, Broderick Crawford's forehead right there by Portland, Oregon. That opened the floodgates. When I got that image, I realized, oh, I bet there's a lot more images out there. And, of course, it turned out I was right. Oh, my. So here, let's go through the list here. Superman Returns, two different films. A Beautiful Mind, how many hundreds of millions of people watched that? The Hunger Games, how many hundreds of millions of people more? This is a fascinating one. NCIS, this is where I'm going to put you to work. One of the characters in how many tens of millions of Americans watch this thing every week? I'm not a fan of it. In fact, I rarely watch detective or homicide movies and TV shows because it's for me, or even read novels. I'm a big reader. But for me, it's too much like being at work. I will read Steve Whitman's homicide novels because, well, they're well written and I like my buddy Steve. But NCIS, one of the characters is the director. The director currently has a very nice wood-paneled office. On the wall, facing the audience, is a map of North America. Now, this is currently, it's been different genres of this over the years, NCIS has been on. The current map has a very nice gold frame, its own light illuminating it. And we still need, and this is where you all come in, we still need a crystal clear, sharp image of that map. The fuzzy image we have now clearly shows Florida underwater and Baja California underwater. That's very clear and very evident. What we need is a nice, sharp image. The first one who finds that sharp image and gets that screen capture to me, that person gets their choice of any of my 6 DVDs as a thank you. So it's probably going to, and if I was going to look, and I quite frankly don't have time to be searching, I would look at the early episodes of NCIS, the first season. That's where I would begin, back way back when. How long has this thing been on? on the air. 8 years, 10 years, been on a long time. Well, moving on down the line, we've got Captain Midnight from 1955, a movie titled Elysium. Then we've got Dancing with the Stars, a very stylized version of the map. Then we don't have a movie or a TV show, but we got a poster at a restaurant in Austin, Texas. That's unusual. The next film was Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. Then we got an old movie. This goes back, 66 years ago, The Miami Story, a crime story out of Miami. Then next we have what was previously mentioned, Look Magazine, 1952. Then we go to something pretty recent, August 2017, Investigation Discovery Series. Then we got a TV show about fixing up and selling houses, Louisiana Flip and Move, broadcast August 2017. Another 2017 film, the Smithsonian Channel, Aerial America. Then a 1997 movie titled Contact. That was a popular film. Going back to the 50s again, The Night the Earth Exploded. Another 1957 movie, The 27th Day. Moving up back up to 2015, a TV show, I think it's a TV show, Scientology, Going Clear. Then we've got a TV show, Highway Through Hell, the episode titled The Comeback Kid. This was broadcast 2013. Another hugely popular 1950s show, most baby boomers like to watch it, Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges. Season 2, Episode 22, broadcast the 31st day of May, 1959. I'm going to click on that real quick. I don't recall that image. Oh, it's the Navy map. We've got a television news broadcaster reading the news. On the wall behind him is the Navy map. How about that? Now let's go back to the listing here of all the different images. I think this is a movie, Magma Volcanic Disaster. Then another, I believe, TV show titled The Northlander. It may be a film. My friend Dan Sutterfield, good morning, Dan. I know you're listening. He and his lovely wife, Patience, visited Noah's Ark in Kentucky. And there is that image there at Noah's Ark in Kentucky. When I go to Florida, I think I'm going to try to make a detour and see Noah's Ark. If I got time, I may be speaking in Huntsville that same trip. A lot of planning to do there. TV series titled The Last Ship, Season 5, Episode 4, broadcast September 2018. That's just a few months back. Oh, here's a popular movie. How many hundreds of millions of people watch this thing? Top Gun, 1986, Tom Cruise. It's not the best image, but it's an okay image. YouTube channel, Please Stand By, introduction. This is kind of funny. We found this thing. It's the introduction of every True News broadcast. It's kind of unique. A movie titled Ghost Story, 1981. Well, that's the list. We're going to double this list. Now, getting anything in a major Hollywood movie is not easy. It's a big deal. Everything in a major Hollywood film is very carefully orchestrated, very carefully planned. Nothing is left to chance. Every frame of a major Hollywood production is gone over very carefully before it's shot, while it's being shot, in post-production and so forth, to make sure everything is done properly and diligently to get what they want and to make sure they don't have what they don't want. How many double negatives is that? Right in our face, all these decades. Now, think about this. From the moment that doctor held you upside down, smacked your bare bottom to get you to start breathing, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. Everything. is part of your subconscious, including all these images that we've all been looking at now for all these decades. They're there. They're part of our subconscious. This is a, in my opinion, clear evidence of the powers that be doing what they feel compelled to do by their spiritual beliefs to give us warning, to give us a heads up. You want a heads up? Well, other than ordering my DVDs, and of course I do encourage you to order my DVDs because this is how I pay the bills. The two I would suggest is Global Warming, What the Government's Been Telling You, and of course my Prague presentation. That would be an education. That would be an education. But as far as Hollywood films, The Day After Tomorrow, we're living The Day After Tomorrow in slow motion. We are, right now. Here's a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday the 16th. I would listen to Mick Jagger sing that while I was flying combat missions over Vietnam. I would. We had radios, and not being the pilot, I was sitting in a co-pilot seat. I could listen to anything I wanted to. And how about that? I am continuing my research into the Antarctic. It turns out that two men I know pretty well already have knowledge that I'll be tapping into. Jonathan Gray, the archaeologist who lives in New Zealand. It's coming up on 2 a.m. in New Zealand, so I'll be calling him later in the day today, hopefully, schedule allowed. And Dr. Richard Miller, Rick Miller, Richard Allen Miller. I know Rick. He knows me. He's been to the Antarctic, and he's been in some of these subterranean tunnels and caverns down there. I'll be talking to Rick Miller about these things also. So it turns out I already have much of the access I already need. I continue to work with getting other private sources to get more firsthand knowledge of people who've been there. That's what I do. I take the skills I've learned this past half century, and I make use of them. What are those skills? Locating witnesses and taking statements. That's what homicide detectives do, and I've developed those skills to a pretty high level of locating witnesses and taking statements. So this is a work in progress. The 400-page book that I've been reading, I'm about three-quarters of the way through it. I hope to finish it the next day or two. On the Antarctic, Mr. Sala, S-A-L-L, S-A-L-L-A is what I meant to say. He's written three books, a trilogy on the Antarctic, and it's an education. And I'm very glad to have access to his information. Earlier, before the break, I was mentioning that we're living the film The Day After Tomorrow in slow motion. The events that took place in the movie took place over a very short period of time. That's Hollywood. That's not reality. Reality is it takes a lot longer for these events to kick in fully. The main premise of the film is the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping. That's the main premise of the film. Well, the film was made before the Gulf Stream stopped. It was still moving. It had been reduced dramatically, but it was still moving. The Gulf Stream did, in fact, stop on June 12, 2010. So we're coming up on 9 years, 9 years ago this coming June. And we got a caller here, last caller this hour. Ty in Texas. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, John. Hope you're doing well this morning, sir. I had something to throw at you in your research on Antarctica. There is a YouTube channel. You may already know about this guy. He names his channel Florida Maquis, M-A-Q-U-I. Take a look at him. He does some advanced.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some Google Earth advanced research imagery on Antarctica.
Send me a link on that, Ty, if you would. I'd appreciate it. Okay.
You got it.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Leon Green.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon. Extend your life with Extend-